Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
What's good, baby? Hey, boy, the mirror horns is loud because I turned the wrong computer down. Hey, one more time.
Look at us. Thought we were going to get back-to-back days of Young Zale. No.
We need to start designating Young Zale.
Oh, no.
Remember, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We had designated Drake Bar game.
Tuesday against the Lakers. It's a Young Zale game.
I might have to bring it back, too, man. I might have to bring back designated Drake Bar game.
Hey, he's starting to see a few wins in the future. Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm going to bring back my rap career.
Designated Young Zale games, designated Drake Bar games, man. Damn, how the mighty have fallen.
just a quick note here, as Michael's reminding us, D-Lo, go vote. Everybody go out there and vote. There's some... This country's interesting, man. Mm. I'll just say that. There's some important stuff on the ballot, so go check it out. We welcome you in here. Don't go check it out. Go vote. Go do that right now. Your work has to... As a matter of fact, the job is, they're supposed to let us leave.
Yeah.
To go vote.
I'm out of here.
So what? We put it off till 12:04. Let's go vote. We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, Election Day, November 4th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst.
Alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
That's how we roll, man. That's how we roll.
Did anybody watch Raw and know what the great announcement was?
Oh.
I'm just checking. You know I did. I didn't.
Do you know what it is? No. Does anyone know what it is?
No clue. Zero clue. I don't think there was.
Oh, my God.
I feel like if there was, we would have come across our timeline.
You mean someone said there would be a new landscape and there actually wasn't?
All you did was just change the color scheme.
Did WWE change the color scheme?
Nah, it must be something else.
I don't know. I'm just taking a...
Embarrassing.
I don't know.
All right. I'll go through their Twitter. We'll see.
Wait. Hold on.
Oh, your boy was back yesterday.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Hold on. Who is my boy?
Why are you asking like
that?
No.
Yeah, what? Nah, because this feels shady. Who's my boy?
It's not shady.
Nah.
Your good friend, Rey Mysterio, was back, and him and Dominic went face to face.
Oh, man.
I did see this clip. Rey brings up Eddie, and then Dominic cuts him off, and he says, "Don't ever bring up my father's name in your mouth again," or something like that. It was hilarious. That's the only good part about it.
That's kind of funny. I love that they're still just milking Eddie Guerrero's name. Like, that brother passed away, God bless him, 20 years ago.
Oh my gosh,
maybe not that long ago. He didn't pass away in 2005. I don't remember when Eddie passed away, But
still, it ain't 5 years ago.
It definitely wasn't. We lost Eddie Guerrero. I apologize. It was November
13, 2005.
Damn. We legitimately lost Eddie 20 years ago.
Wow. Did you guys see
And he still has more heat than anyone on the WWE roster right now.
Facts. Did you guys see yesterday was the anniversary of I'm So Excited, Saved by the Bell?
I did not. How would I know that?
I retweeted it.
Okay, well, again, how would I know that?
All right, looking through WWE's Twitter, I'm pretty sure if there was a landscape thing, Logan Paul joined one of the factions.
All right, man.
Triple H, you suck.
Hey, he really has.
So this is titled on Meltzer's page, Dominic Mysterio segment, Rey Mysterio returns. That really is what it was. I mean, he said it was a good segment. Let's see, there's a Becky Lynch segment.
Triple H is throwing out new eras once a month.
John Cena tournament bracket. It's Rusev versus Damian Priest, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sheamus.
So those are just two matches you don't need to watch.
Come on, man.
Like, are they saying
what happened to the game we loved?
Man, it's ruined, man. It's ruined. It's ruined. Triple H really ruined it. Everybody thought he was going to be the savior. Like, when I ain't saying bring him back, but everybody's like, once Vince is gone, then Trips
I'm gonna pat myself on the back. I remember when all this was happening. I asked the question: are we sure we could trust Triple H with this? Because was he ever like Triple H was always the wrong guy to go over. Always made the wrong decision in his career. What's happening right now? It's always the wrong decision from this guy. Bret Hart was right. Damn it, Bret Hart was right.
Oh, look at that baby face.
Bret,
turn.
You were right.
Oh, man. If WCW is listening right now, our phone is about to explode. So, unless I'm reading this wrong, Logan came out to make the save and teased that he was a baby face. All right, man. And was standing alongside, it looks like, CM Punk. And then he took out Punk, and I guess he's with Heyman's crew now.
Hey, I'm not watching, but they're gonna do numbers.
Why do you keep
Heyman
doing
and
that?
Heyman and Logan, bro, they're gonna do numbers, bro.
Do you remember?
I'm telling you.
That's ran its course.
Do you remember? Does anyone remember?
I'm telling you, man.
When, Paul Heyman managed Curtis Axel.
Yes.
No.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't?
I don't even remember who Curtis Axel is.
Great. Mr. Perfect's son.
Okay.
That's going to be this Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker thing. There is nothing you can do including putting the greatest mouthpiece, agent, manager, whatever you want to call him next to him that will make me care about either of those two.
Are you saying he's Braun Strowman? It just ain't gonna happen for you.
It's not happening for any of those guys.
Yeah,
dude, I was seeing their attendance. I think they're doing AEW numbers now.
They stole, like, their storyline was they stole Roman Reigns' shoes.
that was the storyline.
They stole Roman's Jordans,
and that was actually kind of funny. They kept taking his Jordan.
See, you gotta stop. No, this is KC's fault. Mine's going the way that funny. It is. Who's watching? Clearly, KC's watching.
Oh man. I'm not going to watch, but it's going to come on the timeline. Logan and Heyman going to do numbers.
Okay.
Anyways. Not enough for me to watch or care, but yeah.
I'll be there for John Cena's last patch, and then I'm done for
I'm weeks. Not.
What do you mean? That's the GOAT right there. You have to be there.
Because I know who's going to be there, and I'm not watching. That's why that company will never. There is a reason this show is in Washington, D.C. That company, like, legit, if like, I just need to see the still shot. Like, yeah, that just like the UFC, because there was a time I enjoyed Conor's antics cracked up when Holly Holm kicked Ronda in the head. Then Ronda came back and got her ass beat even worse. I enjoyed all of that. John Bones Jones. Then I learned who Dana was, and I was like, yeah, I don't need this. It's no different than your boy who was on TV last night. Jerry made it clear. This is who I am. Mm. Like, oh, yeah, I'm out. Now Vince is gone, and the company is still hell-bent on making it clear this is who we are. Y'all could kiss my ass. You got my money for 40 years. You'll never get another penny. I told you when that ESPN thing started, I'm not paying for something I already have just to casually keep up on a product that I don't support anymore.
Yeah.
Y'all can have it. What they're going to learn, though, and whether they learn that on the day of that they're in D.C., or whatever, that wrestling crowd is not the UFC crowd. It is not the same. And you're going to do one of two things. You're not going to get the reaction you want there unless you're screening the people who can get into, is it Capital One? I always forget what it's called in D.C. Unless you're screening the people who can get in, or you're going to alienate enough people to where all those little belts and all those little sales that you have on you, they're going to drastically dip. They're not going away. They're never going away. UFC didn't go away, but it's going to change.
Do they understand the reason why that was Hogan's reception?
I don't think they do.
they don't care.
I don't think they do. Or maybe
they definitely don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah, they definitely don't care. But yeah, they're just like, oh, that was just a bad night. That's all it was. No.
Okay.
Like Dame said, tickets are still going to be bought and stuff. They just, I don't know. The machines still keep going, I guess.
Yeah, because they're going to keep charging $300, and it's the diest of the diehards that will continue to go to these events.
I did wonder, though, and we could talk about the Kings and just...
Putting WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia, you're getting a bag. Like, they're good.
I did wonder, will the, what you say, maybe the bubble burst with WWE? Like, will they be so far gone where... The numbers will start looking different. The attendance, the money. I think there is a point with that.
I think it's when we are in like our 60s and 70s. Because there's still people, there are still attitude era clamoring people who are 40, 41, 42, 48, 49 that still love and support the product. Those are the people who are buying the $10,000 WrestleMania seats. Their income is different than it was at WrestleMania 19 or 18. Now they can go to all six WWE access things. They can go to NXT and Raw, and they can, like, WrestleMania is with the exception of next year's, it's a week-long destination. Mm-hmm. You are going to, in this case, Las Vegas, and you're going to be there all week. And you're going to go to all of the indie shows and all that. You're going to do all of that stuff. When that crowd can't do it anymore, I don't know that they've built a crowd that can do it.
I agree.
Because there are far less AEWs and independent promotions and what AEW was before it actually became AEW when Cody Rhodes helped put that show together. Like, that stuff doesn't really exist anymore unless, you know, you have, you know, the Alabama clown, you know, coming in and wrestling, you know, the one-ton gang or something in a grudge match. And it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. They just went through thumbtacks and it was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
I just
enjoy it, I guess.
But we were that group, though. And we've gotten to the point, not saying that we're the end all be all with this stuff, but we're to, like, this isn't even a good product. Like, it's not good. And you know, You want me to spend how much to go to WrestleMania?
That's what happened in, I'd say it started around 91, 92. So we're at this age, and the people who are older than us in their 30s and 40s, and they were doing all this, they started to age out like, yeah, this Hulkamania thing is played. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, you know, now you got Flair, like, whatever. Flair, like, why do I care who Ric Flair is? He was on at 305 or 605, depending on what part of the country you live in. Like, I don't care. And then they're stuck in this Duke the Dumpster Drosse and Bastion Booger, and it's like, who are, you're catering to, like, 5 year olds who find, and Doink the Clown, like, who find this stuff funny. You've aged out of the people who were spending money. Teenagers hate you. And then the Heartbreak Kid came along, and it's like, wow, he's kind of pretty. I hate this guy. He's just like a little pretty boy. Like, the hell with this guy. Then Stone Cold comes along, and now you've grabbed that 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 18-year-old, and you completely changed your product. Mm-hmm. You wiped everything out, and you essentially started over. Say your prayers, eat your vitamins. All of that stuff is gone, and you just completely started over and rebuilt. You rebuilt everything for a brand new audience. There is no way they can execute that in this era, yeah, because their product is too frustrating to find.
I was just about to say, I think that's a one of one. I don't think you can, like, what's the zag this time to go back to the Miami?
That would be it.
You can't. That was it. It'll never just go away. I'm not saying that, but I think it's in a danger zone for like the next decade.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in a danger zone.
I think they feel like their business model is different now, where they can operate off of YouTube views and Twitter views and social media engagement and sell that to advertisers as like, we're a higher end ticket than we used to be. No, we don't run commercials with LJN action figures or Hasbro's or Hulk Hogan, you know, weight sets. Mm-hmm. No. What we're selling is an experience. We're selling a product where the ticket is $300. That's you're selling a high-end experience to your sponsors, mm-hmm, and your advertisers.
Hey, look, I'm like half joking.
Tyler's right. It's a highlight league.
Look, hey, I'm half joking when I say this, but half not. It might have to go the Shawn Michaels route. That might be the play.
Find the baddest black women you can find and put them on TV.
Hey, yep. I don't know nothing about NXT, but I know what Sean is doing.
Don't call him the Heartbreak Kid for nothing.
Hey, Jade, Bianca, Rhea's in there too. She's not black. I mean, like, those are low-key your biggest stars. I'll put Punk in there too, but those are your stars. It might become a women's product.
Maybe. It's a women's product geared towards men.
Yeah.
The NFL trade deadline is literally just minutes away. Adam Schefter tweeted, as expected, Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown has not been and will not be traded by the 1 o'clock deadline. Nothing yet coming out of Cincinnati. No major moves yet from the San Francisco 49ers. And the trade deadline has already been more active than I think it normally is.
Yeah.
I think we had four or five trades today. Six trades?
Schefter tweeted something. I'll find it, but there's some type of record about it.
The Sauce Gardner trade was crazy.
Yeah, two firsts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. Hey, shout out to Indy for like, hey, we're going for it. Does that say something about, and thank you for tuning in to Indianapolis's number one sports program here, D'Lo and KC. Does that say something about Daniel Jones? Does that Sauce Gardner trade say something about how the Colts feel about Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I think what your point is they're not going to be looking for a quarterback.
Yeah, no, they feel like they got their guy. Similar, different. It's not the same circumstances, but hear me out. Similar to what Houston did with CJ.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were I don't think they did it at the trade deadline. They did it in the offseason. But they approached that offseason like, we've got our guy.
Yeah.
We have our guy under center. Let's give him all the weapons we can.
And I think I didn't see this happening for Daniel Jones. And I don't want to make it like I did, but I didn't ever think he was just like this awful quarterback. I thought he was a good athlete. I thought when they used his legs, he was decent with the Giants. I did wonder how he was going to rebound from the torn ACL. I was like, I don't know what that looks like for him. But I thought it was more, I always thought it was more of a Giants problem than Daniel Jones was just awful.
Can he get you to a Super Bowl though?
See, I don't believe that.
Well, see, but that's the thing though. I don't think that's a question, unless of course they get to the Super Bowl, that you're going to be able to answer this year.
Well, yeah, no, that's why you trade for Sauce Gardner though, because you do think you can get to the Super Bowl.
See, that's it. But that's it. Well, I think the idea is we could start to put I think the idea of, and we talked about this with the San Francisco 49ers 8 season ending injuries ago, when it's like when the trade deadline approaches, and I think it first came up with the Nick Bosa injury, if I remember the first time the conversation came up, it was like, what would the 49ers record have to be for them to make a really aggressive move at the trade deadline? And it wasn't a middling record. It was like, no, what if they're like 7-2? Do they make that, okay, we can win the Super Bowl, even with Nick Bosa out? We can, because remember, we're going back to, you know, week 2 or 3 or whatever it was. We can win the Super Bowl. Let's do it. Let's go make that big move here. And I wonder if the Colts, you know, despite the fact they're coming off, you know, their second loss of the season, if they feel 9 weeks in like, hey, not only do we have something, we've got a quarterback. Man, we compare this guy with our quarterback for a while, and we could have a little duo here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I absolutely see that.
And to your point on Daniel Jones, I think Daniel Jones was put in a position to fail immediately. One, because of, if I remember correctly, wasn't Eli still there when Daniel Jones was drafted? Wasn't that Eli's last year? And there was this whole like thing going on with the two, and then they benched Eli at the end, and I think Eli had a streak going similar to Peyton's, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not making that up, but that all sounds like a thing in my head. And then also remember on draft day, the conversation wasn't, oh, they got Eli's successor, oh, they got their next quarterback. It was, no. Why did they draft him so early? Mm-hmm. It was a reach.
Yeah.
Well, oh, you're going to have to be so good if you're going to reach for him, you know, this high up in the first round.
Eli started 4 games that season, and yeah, Daniel Jones came in to play the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a streak going?
I think a starting streak.
He had a starting streak,
or something like that.
The same one Peyton had. I feel like he broke Peyton's record, and for some reason I'm remembering they benched him, and it's like, yo, you don't do that to Eli. Like, he hasn't missed a game for you. Don't do that to him.
I think you're mixing up the players. His consecutive start streak ended in 2017. He got benched for Geno Smith. That's what AI says.
Oh,
damn. Geno was a Giant?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he got benched in 2017. Daniel Jones in 2019. So I guess he got benched a second time, but that was for good.
Wow. Mm. Either way, I'm glad Daniel Jones is playing well. Yeah. 2 first-round picks seems like a lot, but if they...
So Gardner a potential island. He a potential island. Okay. Like he's like that. So I never really can gauge the NFL market like that, but for a guy that is that good, that could potentially shut down the side of a field, feels like
he's also signing for the next 5 years.
That too.
He's what?
I think he's signed for like the next 5 years. He just signed a contract extension.
Right.
He said something about the Niners that I'm thinking about. Help me out here. If the Niners, this is crazy to say.
Doing that evil laugh again.
If the Niners don't lose anybody else to season-ending injuries and they start getting people back, can they win a Super Bowl?
Yeah. Like, why not? Like, because I don't know who to say. Like, there's no team that I love.
I feel like if the way Kyle and those guys are thinking, they're like, if we start getting people back, like Pearsall, Brock, Huff, and we have to go play the Packers in the playoffs, we can't scheme up something. Like, we're not tough enough mentally, physically, emotionally. I'm not saying that's what you're saying, but
no.
to beat the Packers in one game.
I'd feel that way about every team.
Right.
Because there's no – There's no team.
I disagree. The Niners are not on the level of the Lions, the Eagles, Rams.
The Lions are 5-3.
I know, but when it comes down to it, they got elite guys right now. You lost Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, like Ricky Pearson, Bryce Huff are not winning.
Can I make a counterpoint? The Lions got
and
to the...
Kyle Shanahan just said yesterday, like he's not even sure Brock Purdy's going to be 100% at all this year.
The Lions got to the conference the conference championship last year with like...
Well, second round.
Second round with 76 guys hurt. Mm. They still finished with a top record in the.
They were like what
in the league
15-2 or something like that.
Yeah. And like their story wasn't that different than the 49ers. All of their injuries were on the defensive end.
Yeah, but they had Amon Ross, St. Brown still like Jerry. Like you had like Jameer Gibbs. Like you had elite guys. The Niners don't. And right now they're dealing with injuries. They're also running the ball. McCaffrey's at 3.5 yards a carry. Like they're not. They're just not built.
So you think the Lions are better than the 49ers right now?
Yes.
No, but look, I'm not even going to disagree with that. But what I'm going to say is, you think Kyle Shanahan would be like, we don't have a chance to beat any of these teams?
Any team in the NFL is going to think I have a chance. Like, that's your job. Yeah, but like, that doesn't matter, though.
That's the whole point with this year.
That's fine.
The Vikings, the sorry-ass Vikings, we just saw them 10 days ago get destroyed by the Chargers. Went into Detroit and locked that ass up.
That's fine. That's regular season. But when it comes down to it in January, going into Philly, going into Detroit, even going in, well, not LA, because you guys are going to take over that stadium, but I don't think you guys are going to be better than those teams. Like, I don't think you can beat those teams with the current roster you have. You don't have any elite guys right now. Fred Warner, maybe. Fred Warner, that's a different conversation. Fred Warner's still so healthy, sure, talk about it, but they don't have enough injuries. And like I said, you're not running the football well still.
Is there an elite team in the NFL?
No. There's not any close team.
Did
Seattle might be the closest.
So, okay. I'm glad you said that. With what Indy did today, adding that island, you know what I just chuckled at? You remember when they weren't going to sign Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah. Yeah.
But now that they got a potential island out there on the defensive end, you got Daniel Jones playing the way that he's playing. Jonathan Taylor, who may very well wind up in the conversation, do they go into that category?
I got to see it.
Okay.
I got to see it. I think they're a good team, obviously the playoff team, but championship contender, I gotta see how it plays out a little bit more.
Not a single elite team in the league.
I don't think so.
I don't either. We'll come back. The trade deadline is minutes away. It doesn't mean trades can't be announced after the trade deadline, but it looks like things are going to remain quiet for you San Francisco 49ers. And, well, it wasn't for the Raiders. The guy that the Raiders weren't going to trade, they in fact did. We'll come back. We'll get you caught up on all of that stuff. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.